All right, guys, welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm here with my mate, Tom. Today is going to be something a little bit different, but we think it's going to be extremely important and have a massive impact on those who watch and listen today. We're going to talk about a topic that doesn't get spoken about too often, but it is a very serious topic, and it's something that we kind of want to just have basically a chat between mates about and let you guys listen in and watch as well. And hopefully we can help someone out there that may be kind of suffering from what we're going to chat about today. So, as I said, this is my mate Tom. Tom, you want to give a bit of an intro, mate?
Hey guys, how you doing? Yeah, pretty much I'm just your average 24-year-old guy. Grew up in Warrnambool. Went to boarding school for 5 years in Ballarat. Now I live in Geelong. And to put it pretty simply, I've got a few issues going on, and they have been going on for quite a while now, and I've only started to address them recently, and that's where I've got old mate here to come and help me out with some aspects of that, not all of that. That's for professions to help me along the way and stuff like that. So yeah, to put it plain and simple, I've got mental health issues, and that's pretty tough for me to say, but yeah, it's something that I feel needs to be done.
Yeah.
For me personally, and something that I believe needs to be more openly spoken about between mates, and yeah, not just boys or anything like that, but girls too.
Yeah.
Whoever really.
And this is you just mentioned then that it's hard to say, and I can imagine it would be, and that's one of the reasons why we're doing this today, is because you know, and I know that there's plenty of people out there that are in the same boat and are struggling to speak up, and it's obviously not something easy to talk about, but. And it's something that you've only just brought to, I guess, the public recently, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, so I think it was last Monday I put a status up, and probably about, it was in May. And for those who have read my status and stuff like that, and a few things that I've put on Instagram this week, and I normally don't do social media too much because, yeah, it's just something that, yeah, I'm not big on, but I guess that might just be the anxiety coming in and, you know, worried about how people will perceive me and all that kind of stuff. But probably about 6 months ago now, I hit rock bottom, and I was in my parents were overseas at the time, and a lot of my mental health has mental health issues, like my stress, my anxiety, my depression, my anger management problems have come from a past relationship, and that's not all because of her, you know, because of me and how I approach life and how I've always struggled to really own up to my own problems.
Yeah.
And, something happened, and I don't need to delve into that because that's, something between me and her. Yeah. So, and I just said to my sister, I said, look, I need to go to the hospital. Like, you need to take me to the hospital now. And so we went down to the emergency room there, and the psych nurse finally come out and said, right, I'll come and have a chat. And I seen him, and he had these blue jeans on and these runners, and I just was just like, nah, I don't like the look of this bloke at all.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, what's wrong, yada yada yada, we're having a chat. And then all of a sudden he's just like, you've got nothing wrong with you. He's like, you're just having a bad day. And for me, that was pretty hard to, you know, cop on the chin, because, you know, obviously I've gone through a lot of stuff with myself, and other people, you know, have gone through stuff because of me. So, you know, that was pretty hard to take.
So someone straight up come up and say, yeah, there's nothing wrong.
Yeah. And whether if that was his way of, you know, trying to handle the situation, you know, that's fine. That's his way of, you know, him doing his job, I suppose.
Yeah.
And, it got to the point where I was just laying on the ground in there in tears, did not want to talk to anyone. And it got to the stage where he was like, look, if you're not going to communicate with me, he goes, I'm going to call the police. I'm going to get the nurses in here. There's going to be guys coming in white jackets, white suits, and they're going to strap you down to the bed and put you in a straight jacket so you can't do anything. And at that point, I was just kind of like, all right, I'm, you know, there's something seriously wrong here.
Yeah.
And for the pain that I've put, you know, my sister through at that point, my ex-partner at that point, my parents who were overseas at the time, it was just so much going on in, you know, so little time, like maybe a few hours.
Yeah.
Like it just, everything just got
all just come
and hit you so out much for me at that, at that one time. And like, yeah, like my sister, like she was there for me. And yeah, I just can't thank her enough for what she'd done in that particular time, and my parents and stuff like that. But at the same time too, I've, you know, come to realize that, you know, it's not, you know, something that I'm going to have to do by myself. Like there is help out there.
Yeah.
And I've always thought, and like, I know so many people think this, that you can just go to the doctor, get a referral to go see a psychologist or a psychiatrist, and they're just going to give you a magic pill.
Yeah.
And you're just going to hand, handball it to you, and you're going to take it.
Yeah.
Just might be like, I know guys with training, they think they might take some supplements and be like, oh, right, I'm going to put on 4 kilos in a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like you for sure know it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, exactly right. You know,
better than anyone.
Yeah. And so up until that point there, because I think obviously part of this, what we're trying to talk about, is the fact that ideally, if someone's watching this or listening to this, we don't want them to get to that point. We want them to be able to talk about it beforehand. So how long was that kind of...
Oh, I'll turn that off.
How long was that kind of going on up until that point? Like, how long have you been suffering with that mental...
I think it's kind of... I reckon, safe to say, it's been going on, I reckon, since I was a young kid. Like, I went to an all-boys school and it was pretty... I felt pretty intimidating at sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, like you walk into a classroom or assembly and there's like 1,500 boys in there.
Yeah.
And like some older, some younger. But for me, like that was, you know, I just really struggled with that.
Yeah.
And like, and I also think another thing too, like I loved playing basketball and loved playing sport, and hurting my knee so much, it was really just, I was always taking that step back due to injury and stuff like that. So it got me, you know, in some positions where I was just, you know, just really, really depressed as a young kid.
Yeah, yeah.
And just not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but...
And obviously, once you got to that point where it all kind of come crashing all at once,
yeah,
did you feel like up until the point where you went to yourself, you know, shit, I actually need to do something about it, did you feel that it was something that didn't need to be spoken about, or did you feel kind of scared or even ashamed to be able to talk to someone about it? Or what was the kind of the whole,
what was your
thoughts on that whole thing?
I've always known that I've always needed to do something about it, but with every decision or life choice I've ever made, I've always struggled to take that first step.
Yep.
And in this situation, and in regards to my mental health, I think that was the same thing too. Like I've gone to see like 6 psychologists and I've gone like twice and then, you know, just gone, oh, it's not working.
Mm.
But, you know, instead of giving it that go, I was just, you know, it's very easy for me to give up on something.
Yeah.
But like now I've come to realize that like, I'm not going to give up on this anymore and let it beat
take
me.
Over you.
Yeah. 100%. Because, you know, some of the decisions that I've made in my life and some of the things that I've put, people through, and one person in particular, like I'm very ashamed of that, and now, you know, how I've, you know, the person I've, you know, was starting to become, I guess.
Okay.
And I know deep down that that's not the person, you know, I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if I could take some things back, you know, I would. Like, I've done some pretty, you know, seriously bad things to some people. That it's just not like the person that, you know, my parents have raised me to be, or the person who, you know,
truly are.
I want to be. And that's, you know, pretty hard for me to deal with. Like there's some days where it's just like there's certain things that are in my head that are just going to live with me forever that I wish I could just go and take back in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And that affects me like every single day.
Yeah.
In just daily activities. I know, going to work or going to play golf or, you know, even driving here tonight. Like I was just like sitting in traffic, like I was just so anxious.
Yeah.
Like just wondering, like, am I going to get there? Like my car's half full, but I'm like,
is it
going to become empty somehow?
Yeah, sure.
Just those little things like that that just eat away at me, I guess.
And so since that night where it all did kind of come together and you got to that point, what have been the steps that you've kind of taken since then, or what are some of the things that, or things you've put into action to really start to work towards beating this?
There's one guy, I went and got a referral off my doctor, and he sent me to a psychiatrist, and I rang to book an appointment, and the lady said, oh, he's actually just come back from, he had an accident on his bike or something, so he's no longer taking any patients. Would you like to see someone else?
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, no worries. I won't go back to the doctor and try and get someone else that he knows. I'll go and see someone else at the same clinic.
Yeah.
and went and seen this guy called Russell Golden, and that guy has like literally changed my life.
Yeah.
Like, and he's a psychiatrist, and he's literally changed my life. And I know he's going to listen to this tonight because I told him that we were going to do this.
Yeah, awesome.
And so thanks, Russell. And he knows how much I appreciate everything that he's done for me so far.
Yeah.
But yeah, and in particular, like, just I think I've just gone to see him maybe 6 or 7 times now. And like, there's been times where I've gone there and I've said to him, like, look, I really don't want to come tonight.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't want to be here. And he just goes to that extra effort to make sure you feel comfortable and you get something out of every session.
Every session, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure it'll be pretty easy for him to sit there with some clients and maybe, I don't know,
just brush over things.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's not that, you know, I can just tell he's not that type of person in, you know, in what he, in his profession that he does. So, yeah, but that's one of the main things that's really got me through the last, since May.
Since May.
Last 4 or 5 months, so.
And you have told us, obviously, that a lot of this is stemmed from a relationship and...
Not all of it.
Not all of it, some of it,
I don't want to, I don't want to make it look like I'm dragging her through the mud or anything like that, so, because I'm definitely not doing that, and hats off to her, like, she's been, you know, she's been with me through thick and thin.
Yeah.
And like, she was a real soldier there, so.
Yeah, and that's something that I want to get across, is that obviously it's not just, it may not always be just one thing, it could be one thing that then leads to the next, and then they all build up and then it all gets too much. But for those that are watching or listening that, you know, may have nothing to do with the relationship, it could be something completely different. It could be something that you don't even know what's causing the anxiety or the depression. You made a really good point before about surrounding yourself with good people, and this is something that we spoke about last week, about really being selective with who you spend your time with and making 100%. Sure that the people that you surround yourself with are going to be able to support you and bring you up. Yeah, you don't exactly have, right. I guess, a good terminology might be a weed.
Yeah,
a weed in your kind of support group that's going to continually bring you down.
Yeah.
Because I'd imagine there'd be days or weeks where you feel like you're going good, and it could just be one kind of little thing that then feels like you're back at square one.
100%. Like, the only thing that's got me through this week is, you know, knowing that I was coming here to do this, and I know it's going to, you know, benefit me and hopefully benefit, you know, more people. But, you know, if one person gets something out of this and they can speak up about, you know, something they're going through, then, you know, that'll make me feel like, you know, I've done something good.
Yeah.
But if 20 people do it, then that's just a bonus. Really, but like, yeah, there's times where, you know, like earlier in the week, like I simply just didn't want to be here. Like, I just simply didn't want to be here, and like, some people, you know, would think like why? Like, I've just bought a new house. It's being built at the moment, but I look at that like, that's materialistic.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
it goes beyond that.
Money
yeah.
can't buy happiness, and for a long time I've thought by having so many, you know, materialistic things, where it might be new basketball shoes, new runners, clothes, whatever, but that's going to make me happy.
Yeah.
But I've come to realize now that that's not going to make me happy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I want to be happy in here, not, you know, with the things I have.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah, and that's something that I'm really trying to focus on now, is not, you know, trying to have so many things. Like, I'd rather have very little but be very content inside. So,
yeah.
And that's what I, you know, and that's just my opinion, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I'm trying to attack it, I suppose. So.
Yeah. And since you've put up that post last week, or I guess since you've actually told people about what you've been through, what's the reception been like, and what have you had much support from those around you? And
yeah, it's been, to be honest, it's been like so overwhelming. Like, people I haven't heard from since primary school, or people who I grew up with in Warrnambool, but I moved to boarding school when I was in year 9 for 5 years. Or 4 years, whatever it was. And yeah, there's people I haven't spoken to for so long just sending me a message, and it's just, yeah, it just goes to show that, you know, like, I really did think that, you know, I was in this by myself, and it was just me, and, you know, this was me, and my life was made up, and this isn't going to change. Like, this is just how I was. This is how it is. But yeah, to be honest, it's just very overwhelming, and like, I don't think those people will ever understand, you know, how much every single message has meant to me. Like, and like, I don't know, it's just, yeah, simply just so overwhelming. Like, it's honestly been pretty hard to keep up, like, you know, replying and stuff like that. So, but yeah, at the end of the day, it just goes to show that, you know, no one's in this alone.
Not
the only, you know, I'm not the only person suffering. And yeah, like I said, if one person's read it and gone, oh wow, like, if he's you know, had the courage to do that, then you
be
know,
open about it. Yeah,
I want to do that too, but I don't see it as courageous or brave or anything like that. I just think it's something that just simply needed to be done. Mm. And I think it's going to help me personally, you know, with my issues,
yeah,
and stuff like that. But I don't think I'm any braver or more courageous, yeah, than you or,
yeah,
Isaac standing over there. So,
but guys, for those that are watching or listening, that's just a really good example of how Tom, obviously this whole time, thought that he was kind of in it on his own, as he just said, but just from that split decision to put up a post, yeah, he's now come to the realization that whole time he thought that he's on his own. He's had, yeah, all these people that are there willing to support him and help him out. And I would imagine that in times that it does start to get tough now, it's going to be a lot easier for you to now reach, yeah, out to other people and say, oh, look, I'm having a shit day today. It's not a good day.
Go get a coffee, whatever.
Yeah, can we just hang, yeah, out, or even just call up for a bit of a chat? And,
yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
And the other part of this podcast, guys, is that earlier in the year, it was earlier this year, or was it last year?
It was last, I reckon it was this time last year, it was after my sister's wedding, and that was in October, so I reckon about November.
Yeah, so we started, I put together a plan for Tom, training and nutrition. We wanted to get back into a bit of routine and start having some other goals or things to focus on outside of work and just life. So Tom got into a good routine, got in ripping shape, was right into the gym, good routine. And, you know, what was kind of the effect of that? How did you start to feel?
I think the main thing was, like you said before, about having a routine, and I held myself accountable, because, you know, there was things I had to do to reach the next step in the program and stuff like that. And simply, if I didn't put in the effort, I wouldn't have got the results I got.
Yeah.
So,
and I think the other part of that is the fact that every single week Tom was checking in with me. So 100%. Similar to what we were talking about before, he was now accountable to someone else and not just himself.
Yeah.
So knowing that every single week he had to send me an email or give me a call and send through photos and stuff like that to show me that he had been putting in the work, meant that it wasn't just about him. It was about, like, if you're letting yourself down, you're also letting me down, type of thing.
Yeah, exactly right. 100%.
Went back into a bit of a rough patch, or moved away from that again for a bit.
Yeah, after in May when all that happened, it was the first time I've been on medication. So I was on an antidepressant and a mood stabilizer. And with the mood stabilizer, it was a slow release tablet. So I'd take it in the night time, and within about 2 hours, I'd just feel really drowsy, and I'd just go straight to sleep. And with that and the antidepressants, pretty easy to put on weight. So I think I got down to like 81 kilos or 82 kilos. And since we started again this week, and I sent you the photo, I was 94.
Yeah.
I was 94. So I put on that 12, 13 kilos just in, just by not going to the gym, not necessarily eating shit, because living home with mum and dad, obviously, still. And every night it's meat and fruit veg. It's not like we eat takeaway or at work. Might, you know, get a chicken schnitzel roll like that. But,
and the other part of it is as well, like with that anxiety and stress, your cortisol levels are through the roof. So if you haven't got that endorphin release and stuff to counteract it or whatever,
100%. Yeah,
that obviously plays into the role of putting on weight and stuff as well. But we've just got back into it this week, so we're in week one. Tom's been nice and bloody sore, but
very,
you know, the whole point of talking about the whole exercise thing is that I think Tom will be able to back me up here. If you are in a position where mentally you're not that well, or you're just kind of down and you're struggling and you don't have anything to really focus on, not only Tom, but I've had so many clients that even that if they're not suffering from anxiety or depression, like the way that physical fitness and activity has changed their mental state and their mood, obviously their weight and their appearance and stuff, but it just has such an impact on how you feel from day to day, and you have that purpose, that goal of getting up and progressing and bettering yourself each day.
You know, you're waking up each day with, like you said, something to look forward to.
Purpose,
Knowing that you've got something to do, and you're taking that little step day by day for that for that long-term goal, or not so much a long-term goal, but like what we spoke about before, it's not, you know, just something you're going to do for 12 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever it may be. It's, you know, that lifestyle change.
Exactly, and it needs to be a lifestyle change. So whether it's training, nutrition, meditation, whether it's communicating with friends if you haven't been feeling that great mentally or even physically.
Yeah.
It needs to be, you can't go into it with the mindset of, all right, I'm going to train for 4 weeks or eat well for 8 weeks and then I'm done. It's got to be, this is the change we're going to make. And if that means that you make small changes over the span of a few weeks or a month or whatever it is to make sure that it's long-term, that's what it needs to be. It's all about small habits done well
each exactly day. Right.
And that's the same with the mental side of things as well.
Yeah.
I'm assuming now there's little things you're doing such as meditation, or even you were talking about the journal and stuff that you're starting to do.
I've actually started making my bed every single morning. Last time I went and seen my psychiatrist, Russell, he goes, oh, I just want you to start doing this one thing every morning before you wake up. And I thought, oh yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
And he goes, I want you to start making your bed. I'm like, you, pardon?
Yeah.
And he's like, a Navy SEAL commander said one thing and he was joking, but he said, if you know, you make your bed every morning, you realize that, you know, you've already done something good for the day and you've done, you know, something positive for the day, because at the end of the day, who doesn't like coming home, you know, after a long day at work or, you know, whatever it may be to a, you know, a made bed.
Yeah.
Really, I know certainly I do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not too sure about everyone else out there, but I'm sure most people would. So, and it's just, yeah, it's just little things like that. And, yeah, and when I get into a position where I feel like I've made a mistake in the past, where I might have said something wrong or gone about something the wrong way, I've just, you know, put myself back in that position and thought, okay, what went wrong last time and how did I handle it and how did, you know, everything else pan out? So now I'm kind of putting myself in past positions where, you know not to make that same mistake again.
Yeah. So. And something we spoke about last week, or I was talking to you about, is trying to change that mental switch from focusing on what you don't want to happen or how you don't want your day to go to now focusing on exactly how you want your day to go or exactly what result you're after, and not thinking about what you don't want to happen.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. And when you said that to me too, it just made, you know, it just makes so much sense. Like, there's no bullshit about it. I don't know if I can swear on here, but yeah, I just did. Sure. So, it's just so clear, and yeah, you can't say it any better than that, really. Mm. You can't put it any better than that. Yeah. So,
well, mate, before we kind of wrap things up, for those that are watching and listening, you may be aware that we're on the 15th and 16th of December this year, we're doing a 24-hour sled push challenge to raise money for Beyond Blue. Tommy's getting involved. We're going to get plenty of people involved, myself, Michael Klim. A ton of people are getting involved, and it's a really good cause. All the money that we raise will go to Beyond Blue, but it's not so much just about money being donated. It's probably more so around things like this, like generating a bit of awareness around mental health. And, you know, hopefully we can get as many eyes on this video and ears listening to this podcast
100%.
To get it out there. So to kind of finish things off, mate, do you have kind of any advice for anyone that is listening or watching that you could pass on from your experience? Because obviously it's different me talking about it compared to yourself who's been going through it.
Yeah. Camera just shut off.
Beauty. Like, we've got three other ones. We have about four different things trying to record this because we weren't sure, just in case one of them stuffed up. So we're good.
I think the main thing I just want people to realize, and this isn't just, you know, guys our age, it's girls our age too, whether you're an adult, a young kid at school, growing up, maybe doing your VCE, whatever that may be, don't waste your chances, pretty much. And yeah, just give it everything you got, because I feel like I've wasted, you know, so much of my life and so much of my potential, whether that might be sporting or, you know, whatever, really. Oh, that's fucking shut down too. And
down to one.
It yeah, really. And just don't be scared to speak up. It doesn't have to be, you know, doing something, you know, what I'm doing here. This is just how I feel like I'm going to get better, and it's something I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's something I want to do with my life, and, you know, I want to start to, you know, help people and, you know, maybe do some study and get into the mental health side of things. But yeah, just don't waste your chances. Just take each day as it comes, and just, yeah, I guess just go with the flow as best as you can. And yeah, I just don't want anyone to be in that position I was, because I know how horrible that was to be in that position and to see my family like that. Like, I'll add something else in there. There was a this time, it wasn't that long ago, I was out in town and something happened, and I rang my mum and I was on the phone to my mum and I was saying, you know, I just said goodbye, like, this is it, and I just don't want to, you know, I don't want to do it anymore. And she's like, what do you mean? And I'm just like, mum, I don't want to be here anymore. And like, I was just hiding in town by myself in Geelong, and my parents were looking for me. My sister was looking for me. And I know how horrible it is to be down at that point. And I don't want anyone else to have to go through that. And if you do, don't put yourself through that. Like, I've not only put myself through hell, but I've put so many other people through hell. And it's not a good feeling. And it's something I'm going to have to live with for the rest of my life. And I'm just going to have to deal with it. And I know I am going to deal with it. And yeah. I'm going to, you know, come out on the good side. And I'm not going to do that again. And just don't be afraid to speak up, really. Because life's, there's too much to live for, really. There's just way too much to live for. Like, you shouldn't have to live like this. Like, I've, you know, lived pretty bad for a while, like, personally.
Yeah.
Like, it might seem like it's all, you know, good and rosy when you see me out in town or at basketball stadium, golf club, whatever it may be. And I'm sure that's the case for most people too.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't be scared to speak out, even if it's, going to the doctor, getting a referral, talking to your mate, having a chat like we are now, talking to your mum, talking to your dad, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Whatever it might be. So yeah, take some time out for yourself, you know, half an hour each day, go for a walk, do whatever it may be.
Awesome.
So yeah, but at the end of the day, I just don't want people to have to go through what, you know, I've gone through, because I know how much it sucks and how much it, you know, holds you back, and in particular, what I've put a few certain people through. So yeah, just be happy, because it's free.
Awesome.
Pretty much.
So. Mate, on behalf of myself, and I'm sure everyone watching and listening, thanks for having the courage to talk about it.
Thanks for having me.
Guys, if there's one thing that you can do for us, it would be to share this. The more eyes and ears we can have on this chat, the better. Even if you don't think it relates to you, there could be someone that's on your friends list, or, you know, someone you know that's struggling. And if they can watch this and this can make them speak up or help change their mindset, then that's unreal. That's what we wanted to do it for.
100%. One last thing too. Thanks to my mate, Paddy Robertson at Enough Co, for giving me this jumper.
Plug.
Everyone jump on there, on his website, Enough Co, Instagram, check it out. Thanks, Paddy.
Awesome, guys. I'll also put the link down below for the sled challenge. So get involved if you're around the Melbourne area. It'd be awesome to see you down there. Come help us out. But thanks, mate.
No worries, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, guys. Cheers. Tuning in.